child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just before we came back, we listened to an interview I did with Fred Gutenberg back in September of this year, to the extent that it was overtly about the politics of that moment. My apologies if that landed poorly with anyone, but I did think it was an appropriate time to give Fred's voice and his perspective on this as a father of one of the students that survived the Parkland shooting, a good time to revisit that discussion. So thanks for listening in. I promised you all before we took Fred's interview from back in September that I would review with you from federal law enforcement experts, both the tips to assess threats. How do you know if a threat is real, if it's a high level of threat, as well as the tactics and techniques for surviving an active shooter situation. So let's get right to that. Basically, law enforcement and threat assessment experts do this at three levels of threat assessment. Low threat, medium level threat, and high threat. No big shock there. Low risk levels of threats are threats that are vague and indirect. Threats that have very little specific information or include inconsistent information. Threats that are implausible, again, lacking detail, lacking realism. And otherwise content that suggests that the person is unlikely to carry out the threat. That is a low threat level. A medium threat level, again, you've got somewhat more direct, somewhat more concrete. The wording suggests that the threatener has given it some thought and have thought about, has considered how they'd carry it out. But there is no strong indication that the threatener has actually taken steps in advance of carrying out the threat. Not a lot of preparation. And there tends to be in these medium level threats some statement to the effect of, like, I really mean this, or I'm serious. That is not the high level threat. The high level threat is something that is direct, specific, plausible. A high level threat indicates that there has been some preparation, some steps have already been completed. Like, I have a weapon, that they have practiced, that they are, again, taking the steps that will be necessary to carry out the threat. Statements that indicate they're familiar with the location that they'll carry out the threat, that they may have it under surveillance or a person under surveillance. When it is specific and plausible and direct, you need to call 911 and let someone know. It's basic levels of threat assessment. If you are interested in more information on this, the book that I think is absolutely a treatise on this is called The Gift of Fear. The book's title is The Gift of Fear. I read it every couple of years to remind myself that my intuition is my strongest weapon to fight for my own safety. Now let us get to steps. This is from a SEAL Team 6 member to survive an active shooter. I'm going to go through this quickly, but we will revisit this topic, and I'll include some information on coming shows. We'll revisit this again. You need to know your exits in any building that you are in. Make a mental note of at least 3 exit options, preferably in 3 different directions. Locate places and objects that can serve as cover. Keep your eyes open. Look at people. Look for people with large bags that are isolated. If you hear a shot fired in a closed environment, you will know that it is gunfire. It is very, very distinctive. And the first thing that you need to do is get yourself out of the kill zone, and you need to do so without hesitation. You're going to need to fight, however, the natural impulse to just start running in any old direction. You got to think about your exits, where the fire is coming from. You're going to need to maintain cover. while the shooting may be ongoing. And you're going to want to get to your exit, execute your plan in stages. You want to think, I'm going to get to that plant or that table. That's step one. Then you're going to mark your next path. That's step two, so on and so forth. Again, maintain your cover. You're going to have to cross some open areas where there is danger. When you come across those open areas, listen for a pattern in the gunfire. When it pauses, that is when you move. You need, again, to gain as much distance from the shooter or the building as quickly as possible. When you have a moment of safety, gather yourself, reconfirm your plan. If you are with a group of people moving, the formation is a single line. The person in front looks front. The person that is second in line looks left. Third in line looks right. The person in the back of the line is responsible for keeping an eye on your back. But do not walk backwards. You will fall down. Just turn around and check every couple of seconds. You are going to want to call 911 and give human intelligence who you are, what's happening, and where. How many shooters? What sort of weapon? Those kinds of things. And you will ultimately perhaps need to fight for your life. When all else fails, you fight back with any and everything on hand. And keep in your mind's eye the reason that you want to live. It's your kids. It's your family. Focus on that and make it to safety. That's going to do it for me. Oh, one last tip. When you exit the building, get your hands in the air and keep repeating, I am unarmed. Do not shoot. I am unarmed. We are unarmed. I am a friendly. We're going to leave it there, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Stay safe out there. Boy was just like me.